right after Adam Harishon, where he does the chet with Eitz Hadas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a klala of the Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem, right? He's going to have to work. And the Ran, we find the Ran explains in the beginning of the Drash of Saran, the first drash, he says that this klala of Adam Harishon, it wasn't just a punishment that he has to work, whereas b'chlal, it's an esayon for all of mankind is going to have to deal with this klala of the Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem. He says that originally, Adam Rishon was put in Gan Eden. Right? He says, why is he in Gan Eden? He says, because the tachlis of Adam HaRishon was that he's supposed to strive for Ruchnius, right? He's supposed to be working on his seichel, on being stavik of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the best place for that is Gan Eden, right? Gan Eden, everything's taken care of, right? He could just be osik in Ruchnius. The Ram writes that the klal of Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem, so that changes everything. He's thrown out of Gan Eden. And now, he says, his whole life is filled with all these distractions. He has to worry about Daigus Parnassa. His whole life is spent worrying about how he's going to earn Parnassa. But he doesn't get to be Oseik in Ruchnis. And we find the parsha right after the Klalos of Adam HaRishon, we find the parsha of Cain v'Hevel. And what I'd like to discuss tonight is that the way Chazal see the machlokus between Cain v'Hevel, Chazal seeing this, that there's two approaches with how to deal with this klala of the Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem. Two approaches to dealing with the need to make a parnasa. So I just want to try to understand this in and of Cain v'Hevel and to see what b'chlal teaches us about how we should be approaching this klala of Adam HaRishon. So we find, first of all, the first thing we see in Cain v'Hevel, the first chilk we see between Cain v'Hevel is in their names. Right? The Ramban points out that their names are opposites. Right? Cain is called Cain. Chava calls him Cain because she says, Konani ish es Hashem. I've been Kona a person. So Ramban says that Cain is in of Kinyan. It says Hevel is the opposite. Because what's Hevel? The Ramban says Hevel is that he's Mahavel the Kinyanim. And the idea of a Kinyan and the idea of Hevel, they're really opposite ideas, right? Kinyan is that someone wants something to be his. Right? He doesn't want anyone to be able to take it. He wants it to stay by him. So what does he do? He has a Kinyan. We're talking about Hevel, right? And all of Kohelis, when it's talking about what Hevel is Hevel is that Kohelis says everything you accomplish in this world is worthless. He says everyone's going to die. There's not going to be a zichron to them. Whatever person's kinyanim are, everything that people try to achieve in this world, right? To be kona something is to work and try to make something yours, it's all hevel. It doesn't really accomplish anything. B'chlal is an interesting thing on Sukkot. We just read Koheles, right? Because the idea is that what's Sukkot is the Chag HaAsif, right? We're gathering all of our wealth, everything we produce from the year. So at that time, Chazal wants us to read Koheles. What's Koheles saying? He's saying all your kinyanim, everything you've accomplished, it's all hevel. Right? Not to get all excited about what your accomplishments are, what your kinyanim are, to realize that's all hevel. My brother Avi pointed out that that's b'chlal the inyan that we find by Sukkot. Right? By Sukkot, Gemara says on Sukkot daf beis, that we go out of the diras Keva, to go to live in a Dir Sarai, right? We try to realize that all of our kinyana we've accomplished in this world, it's not a real kinyan, it's nothing that Mamash stays by us, it's really all Hevel. Now we find that Cain and Hevel, going with these Mahalchim that they were born with, they choose different Parnassas, right? We find that Cain is the Ovra Dama, Hevel's the Roetzon. So Rashi says why they choose their parnassas. So it says Cain, he wanted to he knew that Adam was cursed with Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem. He wanted to succeed in that. He wanted to goof or work the land. Rashi says that Hevel, he quotes a Medrash, says Hevel was scared of the Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem. He says the ground is cursed. I can't work the ground. He says, what am I going to do? I'm going to be a roe of behemoths. So we have to understand, what does that mean? That Cain is a roe behema because he's afraid of the curse of the Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem. That somehow by being roe behemas, he's avoiding that curse. So we find there's, in the curse that was given to Adam HaRishon, we find a very interesting Gemara in Pesachim Kof Ches. There's really two parts to the curse. Because the first thing Adam Rishon is told is Bachal the Esav Hasadeh. Adam Rishon is told you're going to have to eat the Esav of the ground. You can eat grass. And the Gemara says that when Adam heard this, he started crying. He says, I'm going to be like a behemoth. The behemoths eat grass. I'm going to eat grass. So Hashem answers him, don't worry, you don't have to be a behemoth. V'zeis ha-pecha tocha lechem. But if you work very hard, you're going to be able to eat lechem, which is a machel for an Adam. So we see that what's going on here is it's quite natural that Cain, who's the one who's all about kinyan, and what he wants to do is he wants to earn things, he wants to work for things, so he becomes the Ovid Adama. What's an Ovid Adama? He owns a piece of land, he puts in effort, he puts in work, and he accomplishes something, right? He has a kinyan. A kinyan is that he gets a certain right to what he's growing. It becomes his stuff. That he really works for what he has, and he gets a parnasa. His Hevel didn't want to do that. He didn't want to put in that effort. He didn't want to work with that klala. So he becomes a roa. What's a roa? A roa is the opposite. Right, roa, they don't work. Right, what does a roa do? The Torah more points out a roa because he's being shomer behemoth. Right, behemoth bimechazal. What they would do, what a roa would do is, he'd be roa from place to place, and they would eat from the hefker. Like goofa, not a kinyan. They would take from the hefker. They would take from whatever they find growing. The animals would eat whatever they find growing, and with that he'd make his parnasa. So we see that Hevel, this in and of Hevel, is that he's not into Kinyanim, and in this sense, he's being a little bit like a behemah, right? That what's a behemah? That Fachalta Esav Hasadah, that Adam, before Vizay Safakotoch Alechem, he's told that Fachalta Esav Hasadah, that you could be like a behemah. What's a behemah? He's taka roa behemahs, and the behemah's going, just eat the Esav, and then he takes the behemah. It's just an interesting thing, just one thing. Point out is that we find that when Cain kills Hevel, so we find that Cain says to Hashem, "Kol motzai yargeni, whatever finds is going to kill me." So who is it that's going to kill him? Right, everyone in the world is either his parents or his kids. So who's after him? So the Medrash says that all the behemoths wanted to avenge the dam of Cain of Hevel. But right? Why? Because Hevel was this in and of behemoth, that he wasn't in and of Adam, was in and of the male of Adam, that he could work for things, be kona things. Hevel was in and of nothing has any, nothing is worth working for, he's not going to work. And it's very interesting, the whole, one of the basic psukim in Kohelet, it says, Umoser ha-Adam min ha-behema ayin. Kohelet says, there's no difference between an Adam and a behema. Why? Ki ha-kol havel. Everything's havel. What does Hevel see? Hevel sees, it's all hell. There's no my love in Adam. He doesn't want to work like Cain to try to get this my love in Adam of Vizei Sapechatoch HaLechem. He says it's all hevel. Right? That's the end of Kohelet. It says, Etel Kim Yare Kizeh Kol HaAdam. It says the only thing an Adam has is that he can have Yiras Hashem. There's no real accomplishment to an Adam in the world. Right? Akol Vizei Shemayim Chos Mi Yiras Shemayim. That's what Hevel's realizing. The whole message of Kohelet is that you can't get caught up in Zeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem, you can't get caught up in all the Kinyanim of the world, because the MS, the Mile of the Adam, there's no Mile to an Adam, it's all Hevel. Right? We say, Hashem Yodeya Machshavos Adam Kihema Hava. All the Machshavos of an Adam, that he's going to accomplish things, he's going to do all sorts of great things, it's all Hevel. Right? The MS, everything's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the MS is there's no real Kinyan that a person has. Now with this you can understand what's going on with the korbanos that Cain and Hevel bring. Right? Cain and Hevel, the pasuk says they both bring korbanos. For some reason, Vayisha al Hevel vel menchaso, Hashem takes Hevel's mincha, he rejects Cain. Right? In the pasukim it's not clear what happens. Right? Why is it that Cain's being rejected? The pasukim don't say that Cain's a rasha, Hevel's a tzad. For some reason Cain's rejected. Right? The Targum Yonasan there says that Cain was very disturbed. He says, I'm no worse than Hevel. Why are you taking Hevel's carbon and rejecting my carbon? So the answer to this, why Taka does Hashem take Hevel's carbon? So we find in the Sikta of Kana, Perek Lamed, the Pesukta says that the reason why Hashem took the carbon of Hevel, and Bechlal, what Hashem wants in a carbon, so it's close to the Pasuk, Yifar Anavim be Yeshua. Right? That Anavim will get Yeshua. So it says, what? Who gets Yeshua? It says, that's what the Pasuk says by Kain, by Yisha El, by Hevel, by Yisha El Hevel Vel Minchasa. The Pasuk uses a Lashon, Hashem turned to Hevel's carbon, says, by Yisha. So it says, Hashem gave a Yeshua to Hevel. Why? Because he was Anava. Right? So what does it mean Hevel was an Anav? So to bring this out more, what the Nevus of Hevel, right? We're saying until now that he's the idea that he's Mahavel, everything, he realizes he has no kinyan. But it says in Chulin Daf Hei, it says, the Pasuk says, Adam Ubehema Toshia Hashem. So the Gemara says that this is talking about people who are Arum Vidas Ke Adam HaRishon, they have the Maila of Adam Rishon, Umasimim Atzmam Ke Behema. People who, despite the fact that they have the Das of Adam, they mamish could accomplish things like Adam HaRishon, they could feel great about themselves, they make themselves like a Behema. And what happens to them? They get Yeshua. The Dafka, this Indian, where do they get Yeshua? Yifaran of Yeshua, that's about Yisha Hashem El Hevel. So why does Hevel get Yeshua? Because he's a Behema. Right? The Gemara says there that, the Gemara points out, the Pharisees there that Behema isn't always a Milo. We don't always aspire to being Behemoths. But the Gemara says there, when a Behema comes together with Adam, Behema's always darshan to be a Milo. So the Milo of Behema is that it's not his kinyan, it's not that he's accomplishing things. He's looking to himself saying, look what I'm accomplishing. He's being a Behema. He's saying, everything I get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no kinyanim kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just a Behema, I'm just an Anav. Then what does Hashem do? He gives him a Yeshua. Like Kayin, his whole mahalach is that he has to work for things. Things have to be achieved by his own work. The whole Indian of Korbanos is that it's not by your avoid, it's a Yeshua. That it's by recognizing that a person is an Anav, recognizing on his own he has nothing, everything is chasi Hashem, and then he gets this Indian of Yeshua. And Bechlal we find this is the whole Indian of Korbanos. The Peledik Zayar. This is in Chelk Aleph Reish Lama Tes. The Zohar says the holy side of Korbanos, right? The beginning of Ayikra, the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakrav mikem korban la'Hashem min ha-behema. Now Rashi points out there that these are both extra words, Adam and behema. Neither of those were necessary for the Pasuk. Chazal make halachic drashas on that. But the Zohar points out that the holy side of Korbanos is that an Adam is bringing a behema. That the Zohar says is that the Inyan of Korbanos is to be makir that Adam and behema is one thing. That what? The person's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, the Adam, the one who has all these accomplishments in his life, he has all the kinyanim, all the work he's done, and he goes to Hashem and he submits, gives a behema to Hashem. He's saying, I'm submitting myself to you, Hashem, as a behema. Now with this, we can understand the Peledik Medrash in the whole Inyan of Kain VeHevel. The Medrash says that the carbon of Kain was sheep, as it says the Pharisee in the Pesukim. It says it was Dafka sheep that have Semer on them. And the Medrash says that Kain's Hevel, Kain's carbon, was Pishta. Now we're not going to discuss where the Medrash gets this from, but the Medrash says that the carbon of Cain was Pishtan. That was the pre-Adama that he brought. Right? So the Medrash says that this is why we don't wear shatnas. Right? Because we don't want to mix Semeru Pishtan. We don't want to mix the carbon of the Chote Cain with the carbon of Hevel, who's a Tzaddik. That's why we don't wear shatnas. So you have to understand what's going on here. What's this in the Semeru Pishtan? The Minchas Chote. The other thing that's so strange is that if it's really the Minchas Chot is so bad to mix Pishtan with Semer, why is it that when we bring Korbanos, goof in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim wear Shatnez Bedaska, right? The Halacha, we hold that the Avnates of the Kohanim was made out of Shatnez, and the Kuli Alma, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, were made out of Shatnez, right? The Ephod and the Choshen and his Avnates were Shatnez. Right? So we would have thought Bedafka, the place of Korbanos where the Minchos are, Bedafka, the most Kaddishtik of place, why is it this Bedafka a mitzvah to have Shabbos? But the Hezer is that the whole Indian of Pishtan, right, is the working of the Adama, the Bezeis HaPechatol Chalechem, that a person has to work for things. It's the Maila of Adam. Semer is Lehefech, it's Behema. It's what we get just naturally, it comes right off the animal. The animal works, eats the grass, and we get the Semer. So Stam, normally, when we're not holding by the Mikdash, what do we want to do? We don't want to mix Semer with Pishtan, right? Because people aren't holding by that. People see that this is what I got Mikoch, that I'm an Adam, this is my Kinyanim, and then there's other things which are Chaste Hashem, right? Halavai people should thank Hashem and be makir that which is they didn't work for is coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in the Mikdash, when you're doing Avodah, the whole Indian of the Avodah is to be Megala that it's Adam u Behema to Shia Hashem, that it's one thing Adam and Behema. So that was Gufa with the Kohanim were able to be makir, that it's Adam and Behema, that Gufa in the Mikdash, the Prat in the Kohen Gadol, and also in Kohanim, we're seeing this idea that Kayin and Hevel, that the Adam and Behema, it's one thing, that all the Kinyanim, it's all from Hashem, right? That it's not just the Bezeis HaPecha Tocho Lechem, that goof is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But it's an interesting thing we say in Baruch Nafshi, the Pasuk says that Hashem's Matzmiya Chatur LeBehema, Hashem gives vegetation to Behemas. The Asif, he gives grass, Lavodas Adam. The grass is given to man, but for what? Avodas Adam? What does the Avodah of the Adam do? He takes the grass, the Asif Lavodas Adam, Lahotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz. That Hashem gives us Asif that for our Avodah we can be Motzi Lechem in Ha'aretz. And what does Chazal do? Gufa, the highest bracha we give, has kedim to all other brachas. Chazal were kovef, based on this pasuk, the bracha, ha-motzi lechem min ha'aretz. And after Hashem gives us Esav, that through our avodah we could be motzi lechem min ha'aretz, Esav avodas Adam, lahotzi lechem min ha'aretz, we go and we take that lechem and we say, baruch atah Hashem, ha-motzi lechem min ha'aretz. We thank Hashem that you're the one who gives us the lechem. It's not our lechem. Right, we did our avodah with all the avodas of Adam. It's still you're the one who's motzi lechem in the earth. It's not us. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Hevel's Hasaga. Now what was Kain's Chet? Right? Kain is the opposite. Right? Kain, it says about Kain in Pirkei Rav Elazar, Perek Chaf Beis, it says about Kain, it says, from Kain were Mesiaches, all the Rishayim who say to Hashem, all we need from you is a few drops of rain. Says that this is Risham who say to Hashem, we don't need you. Right? The Gemara explains this medrash more in Sanhedrin Kofches. It says that there's Risham who say, we already have rivers, we have lakes, we'll do all the work ourselves. What do we need from Hashem? We need almost nothing from Hashem. So that was Kayin. He says, it's all my kinyan, it's all my accomplishment. And it's possible we could explain according to this, the medrash says, right, it's very strange that it says Kayin was makir of miketz hayamim. The lashon of the pasuk is vehi miketz hayamim that Kayin brought a carbon. So the Medrash says, what does it mean miketz hayamim? It says that Kayin only brought his carbon after he had already used everything he needed from his produce. Then it says he brought the sofios, so those leftover stuff that he didn't need, that he didn't want to use, he brought those to Hashem. Right. That's the makkah for this whole idea that you hear that Cain brought rotten fruit. The Medrash says he brought the leftover payoffs. So the question is, why would Cain do that, right? Cain was obviously very troubled that Hashem didn't take his carbon. He wanted Hashem to take his carbon. So why wouldn't he give the best carbonos like Hevel? So the Teretz is that Cain, his musik is that I put work into the land. Why? Because I wanted produce. I wanted to do something I wanted out of it. I worked for it and I got it. And now it's mine. So what do I give to Hashem? He gives to Hashem what he didn't need. That which he didn't work for, that which wasn't his kavanah working, that what he has left over, that he goofa didn't need, that just came on its own. So he says, oh, that's Hashem's. But what I worked for? Cain said, that's mine. It's very interesting what the punishment of Cain is. It says about Cain, Rish Shrab, it says, Charbon bo belibam. It says about their Shom that their sword goes into themselves. What they want to do comes back to them. So it says, that's Cain that he's punished navinate. He's punished to wander. Right, so why is that the punishment for Cain? That's what it is, because that's the worst thing for Cain. What he least wants is to be a behemoth. What's another name? Now, he doesn't have any land that's his. He doesn't have his own makom, his own field. He has to wander around like an animal, just wander around from place to place looking for food. But it's very interesting. This argued to me from Rav Avram Schwartz from Baltimore that we find when Cain's killed, well, how's he killed? He's killed by Lemech. And how does Lemech kill him? It's a hunting accident. It says, Lemech saw Cain, he thought he was an animal, and he shot him. But he's accidentally killed because he thought he was a behemoth, right? So that's proof of the punishment for Cain, is to have to become a behemoth, to lose his Mela of an Adam. This Mahalach of Cain v'Hevel, we find in another number of places in the Torah. We find this a very interesting Ari. The Ari writes in the Shahab Sukkim. The Rizal writes that there are three people in whom Cain was mutukah. Meaning, the Ari has an idea that a person, his neshama, could be somehow get connected to other people and get mutukah through those people. So that Ari says there's three people. It says the pasuk says Shivasayim Yukam Cain. That Yukam meaning Cain will be avenged. And the word Yukam, that Ari says is the Rames, the three people who Cain was mitzuken through. And those people are the Yud, he says, is Yisro, the Kuf is Kairach, and the Mem is the Mitzri. The Mitzri means the Ish Mitzri, the one who Moshe Rabbeinu kills. So I'd like to start first with Yisro. Now Yisro we really find already, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Yisro comes from Cain. It's really almost a Feirish. It says in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, it calls Yisro, it says, Mibnei Keni Chosen Moshe. Right, one of the names of Yisro is Keni. Right? Keni means he comes from Cain. And some of Yisro comes from Cain, the Zohar says he's the Tikkun for Cain. So what does this mean? What's Yisro the Tikkun for Cain? So first of all, just what was Yisro's Eitzah, right? What did Yisro do in the mitzvah, right? He gave this Eitzah that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have to judge everything himself, that there should be Dayanim. Right, so first I just want to understand, what was Yisro's Eitzah? It's not really as partial an Eitzah as we think it is. Because if you think about it, right, we're learning Sanhedrin, right? L'chaira Moshe Rabbeinu was right. Right, there's a halacha in Sanhedrin Daf Hei, right, that it's also to be more halacha within Shalosh Parsos of your Rebbe. Right, and Rashi says it's because the Gemara says Kenegan Machne Yisrael. Rashi says it's Gufa learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, it says Kol Mevakesh Hashem Yotil Ol Moa, that everyone would go to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gufa Tosus says in Ksuvah Staf Samech that the Chlal, a Rebbe can't be mochel on that. With Gimel Parsos, there's never any reshus for someone to be more halacha when the Rebbe's there. So, tak, it's very schwer. L'chor Moshe's right. You have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't ask all these other people. L'chora, Yisro is giving a very interesting Eitzah. What Yisro is saying, if you look in the Pesukim, he's not saying there should be more halacha in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying there should be dan dinei mamonis, right? That when people are having fights in mamonis, there should be dayanim. That he's making an important chiluk. He's saying there's a chiluk between dinei mamonis and all other types of dinim. That by dinei mamonis, it's gufa not hora. Right, gufa we find in Sanhedrin. We find in Sanhedrin Mem Beis, Tosus writes that by Dinei Mamonis, there's a din that a Shatu Yayin could pass in Dinei Mamonis. Right? By all other halachas, there's an Isser being more halacha when you're Shatu Yayin, there's an Isser Dereisa. But Tosa says this doesn't apply to Dinei Mamnes because it's not Hora. This is what Yisro's Chiddush was, is that we can't deal with Mamnes the way we deal with everything else, right? Because why? It's definitely a bit the Yevet sort of thing, right? In Zvarim, we find that Klal Yisrael is giving to Chacha for needing Dayanim. But the point is that people need to have Shalom between them. It's not, Mamnes isn't just a question of Isra v'Hetzer. The point is that people have rights, and Yisro is the one who appreciates this, that people have rights, they work for something, they don't want anyone encroaching on their rights. They're saying, this is mine, I don't want anyone coming against me. It's not just a Din HaTorah, right? Mishpatim isn't just a Din HaTorah, right? It could be that the Hezbollah and Mamas, you don't go after the role, because it's not just a Din HaTorah. It's that people have rights. So that's what Yisro's saying. He says, you have to have Dayanim, not to just be Hora al Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, but to keep Shalom between people, right? So Yisro, he's certainly not a Rasha, but what he's coming to do is he's able to recognize this problem, right? He recognizes the problem, and it's very interesting the way he says it. What Yisro says is, he says, V'gam kol ha'am hazeh el mekomo yavo b'shalom. He says that if you listen to my Eitzah, the whole Am will come to its makom b'shalom. That what? That everyone needs to have their own makom. That everyone will have his own makom. And then there will be peace. That no one's makom will go over to someone else's makom. Right? Because this is exactly the point of Kayin. That he sees that things are kinyanim, he's machshav kinyanim. And when Mele, he's machshav the inyan of makom. Right? That he doesn't want anyone to come into his makom. So Yisro says every person has to have his own makom. So when Mele, we have to have dayanim. Right, so that's Bechlal Kain. That right, that Kain is that his biggest punishment is to be Navinate, not to have a Makom. Right, Bechlal is the Medrash says that when Kain killed Hevel, it says the Yosim Besada. They're in the Sada, and then the Yakum Kain and kills Hevel. So he says, what does it mean that they were in the Sada? Why is he telling me this? Of course they were somewhere. So it says it's telling you that the final fight between Kain and Hevel started over that Cain said to Hevel, what are you doing in my Sada? The land is mine, you have no right to be here. Right, so Gufa, that's the Indian of Cain, that he respects this Indian of Makom, and what Yisro is doing is taking this, using this in a good way of respecting people's Makom. It's very interesting, we find that Bilam, he gives a bracha to Cain, right, and the end of Bilam's brachos is not to Cain, to Caini. It's the Caini, which the Mepharshim say means Yisro. Yisro's the descendants of Yisro. So he gives him a very interesting bracha. The lashon of the bracha is, he says, "Vayaris haKaini." He saw the Caini, the Yisro Mishal v'Yomar Eisan Moshe Vecha. Right, your settling place, the place you live, is Eisan. It's strong and firm. The Simba Sela Kinecha. You'll put your nest in a Sela, in a very strong place. Im yil of the er kayin, that if kayin will be removed, as ma asher tishpecha, how long will asher be able to keep you in captivity? Rashi says what he's saying to Yisro, the sense of Yisro is that you've been zocha to be metakin the chet. Rashi says, but you're zocha metakin the chet of kayin, and Rashi says that what do you get? You have a firm place. Your makom is firm. It says, if Asher takes you to Golas, don't worry, you'll eventually come back. Right? The Yisro's char is that he gets a makom. It's very interesting, we see someone else who comes from Yisro. We find the Gemara says in Bava Basra Kuf Yud, the Gemara says the person, when they're looking for a shidduch, they should always look after the relatives of the person. It says, for Olam Yidbuk Adam Etovim, a person should always make sure his wife has good relatives. It says, because look what happened to Moshe, that he married the daughter of Yisro. It says, because Moshe married the daughter of Yisro, it came out from him, Yehonasan ben Gershom. Okay, now, Yehonasan ben Gershom is the end of Shoftim. He is this person, Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe, right? Moshe's son Gershom has a son, Yehonasan. And this Yehonasan was the Kohen for the Pesel Micha. Okay, that's what he did. And it says because Moshe married into Yisro, he got such a descendant. It's very interesting. Who is this Yehonasan? Baal Turim also points out that the word Vilakohen only shows up twice It shows up, the Kohen shows up by Yisrael and by this Yehonasan. Right, so what's this Yehonasan that comes up from Moshe and he's being Oivra Avodah Zara? He's the Kohen for Avodah Zara. So the Gemara says something very interesting in Bava Basra. It says that people came to Yehonasan and said, what's going on here? You're a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. You're a Kohen to Avodah Zara? What happened? So it says Yehonasan answered, he says he has the Kabbalah, La'olam yaskir adam es atmo la'avodah zara va'al yitztarach lebriyos. He has Kabbalah, Chazal say there that he was confused about his Kabbalah, it wasn't exactly what it was, but the way he had it was that it's better to be masking yourself to work for an avodah zara than to be mitztarach lebriyos. And it says afterwards that he eventually did tshuva. It says David saw that he loves Mammon, so he pointed him on the otsur of the Mishkan, that he should be in charge of the money. So what's going on? It's because he's coming from Yisro, he's the effect of Yisro. So what's the worst thing to Yisro? Is to be mstarach lebrios. The worst thing is to be mstarach lebrios. So what if you're mstarach lebrios? It means you're not working for it yourself. You don't have any kinyan. Okay, so that's Yisro. Now, Kairach. And also in Kairach, we find that Kirchhoff fights with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Aaron. He wanted to get the kahuna from Aaron. He said, I want to be the one to do the Avaida. And Gufa, what happens to him, he agrees to Moshe's suggestion that they both bring korbanos, and says, let's see whose korban Hashem wants. Right? And Kairach, it's very strange, he goes through with it, right? Kairach really thinks, right? Very much like we see by Cain, he thought he's the one who's going to be answered, right? Because Kairach looks at it and says, I'm just as good, you know. He looks at himself, looks at Aaron, and says, I'm just as good as Aaron. Right? But what happens? He's wrong, right? He's wrong. Aaron's carbon is taken. Kairach's carbon is not taken. Right? Aaron, who's the one who, you know, it says about Aaron and Moshe both say, Nachnu Ma. There's a Lashon of Nachnu Ma. And Kairach also says, but Aaron Mahu. And the Gemara says in the Chum Pei Test that it was a Peltek Aniva saying that he's Ma. He's nothing. He's saying that by Aaron, all of his Avoida, all of his being a Kohen Gadol, right? It wasn't any Chashivas to him. Right? It wasn't his great accomplishment that he's a Kohen Gadol, right? Kairach was opposite. He's trying to accomplish his Kavod, right? Mimela, he's not the Kohen. And we find more that when Kayin, how Kairach was killed, he's killed in a very interesting way, right? The ground opens up and swallows him. Right? So first of all, just superficially, the same Lashon Patzar says Pia, the same thing that Cain tried to do to Hevel, to say you have no place in this world, you just swallow, takes him off the world. Same thing happens to Kairach, right? He's totally swallowed up. We find much more than this, though, is because if you look, there's, in the Beis HaAvel, you know, the shir we say in the Beis HaAvel, we say Mizmor Shir Livnei Kairach. I would say this kapitel tilm written by the Bnei Kairach, right? It's a very interesting kapitel. Right? The Bnei Kairach, you know, they were the ones, they started going down with Kairach, and they saw what was going on, and they did tshuva. Right? And the whole kapitel, you see exactly their musr that they learned from this experience. Right? The most famous pasuk, I think, in the kapitel, it says, Al tira ki yasher ish ki yar bekvoid beso, right? It's saying he's not taking it with him, right? All of his kavod, you see his house, you see all of the chashivas, all of his accomplishments, all of his kinyanim, he's not taking it with him, right? That was Mount Shem of the Kairach. It says Kairach went down with all of his rechush. All of his rechush, his house, all the adam that was him, all of his chashivas, everything he was working for, right? What happens? Like it says in Koheles, it's Hevel. It all dies, right? It goes down to the kever. Mamish goes down with them. But the Medrash there, Medrash Tehillim, Gufa Darshan, these psukim on Kairach, it says, the pasuk says there, Kirvam Batemo La'olam. The Medrash says that means, Darshan, as Lashon says, their kever is their bias forever. It says that your bias is going to be your kever. Koreb Bishmosam Ale Adamos. It says people try to call their names on that Dhamma, but their grave is going to be their house. Right? So just the Pashtas sort of saying is that the people, exactly what Cain does is he tries to get Chashivas in a Makam and says it's all meaningless. And we find Gufa, the Medrash, this is in Bereishis Rabbah Chaf Beis, Gufa darshins this pasuk on Kayin. Kora b'shmosam al adamos, the Medrash says, who's that? That's Kayin. Because it says that Kayin was bona and ear, and it says it's v'kara ha'ir k'shem b'no chanoch. That he was definitely the first person, he called the city by the name of his son. Meaning that he had this idea of being kora b'shmosam al adamos. That this idea, which is the idea of Kairach, the Medrash says more, the Medrash says back in Tehillim, the Medrash says that Gufa, by Korach, we find this in of being Korach Shem, we find that the people that ask Korach are called Anshei Shem, right? The only people called this in Tanakh are called Anshei Shem, right? I mean, famous people, is that what are they after? They're after accomplishing a Shem. Right? Bechal having a Shem, you know, people Bechal, they want to put their name on that Dhamma, right? They feel, people have this crazy idea that if they put their name on a building, that does something for them, right? This is Mamish Lechet of Kayin. Right? This idea that there's some significance, you could get some kiyum by this, and of course it's all hevel, right? Skufa is shown by Kairach that all of this goes down into the grave. Right? So that's exactly what we want to say in the base of an oval, right? The base of oval, the Ramban says that the whole in of Avelus is that Vachayitin Alibo, right? That people should contemplate death. That what are they seeing? That they should think about death and realize that all the kinyanim, all the narishkeit that everyone's running after, they should realize it's all narishkeit. And they find the Peladik Zach, at the end of that capital, Kufnim Dalet, the very last line. So we find the Pasuk says, V'adam b'yikar v'lo yavin. It says, an Adam in his covenant, Ziyakar, lo yavin, he doesn't understand. Nimshalu kibehemos nidmu. It says, an Adam has all his covenant, he doesn't understand. Nimshalu kibehemos nidmu. He's like a behema. But that's the final line of the kapitel. It's saying that Adam goes after kavod. What doesn't he chap? He doesn't chap nimshalu kibehemos nidmu. Right? He doesn't chap this inyan that he's a behema. Okay, exactly that inyan of Hevel. And B'chol, just one other ha'ara here. It's very interesting in Ekev, when it says that Korach goes down, it says that the talks about Korach and Dasan Vavirim, says the ground swallows them. That's kol ha'yikum asher b'raglayim. It uses this lashon. All the yikum that they had, l'raglayim went down with them. So Rashi says, what's yikum? He says, yikum is the money that's making a person al raglav. That's what yikum is. Okay, it's a very interesting lashon to call yukum that, because Gufa was saying from that re that yukum is Gufa this Indian of the people who are in the mahalach of Kayin. We also find the Medrash says also in Bereishis Rabbah Chaf Beis, the Medrash says on the pasuk in by the Mabel in Noach, it says vayimach es kol hayukum. It says Hashem wipes out the whole yukum. It says what's yukum? It says this is Kayin, the descendants of Kayin are wiped out by the Mabel. Why Kayin? Because by Kayin it says, by Yakum Kayin al Hevel Achav. You see that there's some Indian that Gufa Kayin is this Indian of Yakum, as the Ryu saying, Yud Kuf Mem. The Pasha, and Rashi, it's the moment of a person, the moment that's making him a person, right? It gives a person his standing, his Hashivas. That's what Kayin spends his life going after, that's what Kairach was into, it all goes with him down into the Kefir. Okay, so just very quickly, the last os mem, the mitzri, right? The mitzri. This is already the first makor you find is Rabbeinu B'chai and Shmos Beis Yud Beis. He's the first person who says this idea that the mitzri is a tikkun for Kayin. So first thing we see the mitzri is Chal. He's the ish mitzri. He's something maybe the epitome of what Mitzrayim is all about. He's the ish mitzri. Found by Mitzrayim, right? First just Mitzrayim Bechlal, we find Mitzrayim is very interesting. It says by Mitzrayim it was To'eva Kol Roetzon. Right? That Mitzrayim was a To'eva to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that Yosef says that for Mitzrayim a Roetzon is a To'eva, right? Gufa the biggest wave is a Roetzon. Why that? Right? Gufa the Inyan of Hevel, this Inyan of being Roetzon, they look down at it. It's a Bezayim to them. Why is it a Bezayim? So L'chor, the Hezbollah is Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says in Ekev, it says about Mitzrayim, it says that Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim. It says about Mitzrayim, It says by Eretz Mitzrayim, it says Asher Tizra Zarecha, it says Mitzrayim, you have to plant Vishkisa Baraglecha Kigan Hayar. It says Mitzrayim, the way you water it is you have to take the water from the Nile, it doesn't get rainwater, and you have to, with your own Avodah, you have to water it. It says, but it's not like that. Eretz Yisrael, it's L'matar Shemayim Tishta Mayim. That Eretz Yisrael gets its Mayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Shemayim. Right? So what's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is that they don't get rain from Hashem. The Gufa don't get, they could think, they don't get anything from Hashem. It's all their own Avodah. That's Mitzrayim. It's Pasha, the opposite of Roetzon. So it's a Tueva to them, the whole idea of Roetzon. Now the Ish Mitzri, right, we don't know that much about the Ish Mitzri, right? We know that, what that Re points out about the Ish Mitzri is that we know that when he's killed for some reason, Gufa, Moshe Rabbeinu covers him up with chol, right, to hide him, Gufa, the way Cain was hiding Hevel. But Gufa, I think where we find the most about the Ish Mitzri, we find the son of the Ish Mitzri. Right, the Medrash says that later on in Parshat Emor, there's a whole parasha about the Ben Ish Mitzri. Right, the Ben Ish Mitzri, Chazal say, was the Ben of that Ish Mitzri who Moshe killed. Now, what do we know about this Ben Ish Mitzri? Right, so first of all, what he does is he curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so what does it mean to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First, the whole musik of being Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean he curses Hashem? And the idea is that he feels, because he came out of the basin of Moshe and he was angry, he thought he was wrong, so he curses Hashem, right? So where does that come from? So the Medrash says there, the Medrash of the Yikra Rav Parshalam Beis says, if Gufa comes from the inyan of an Adam, if Gufa quotes this pasuk of the Adam Bikar Velo Yavin Nimshalu Kibahemus Nidmu, it says, Gufa, you're cursing me with a mile of an Adam, because Behemos, if you were like a Behemoth, you'd be Nidmu. Nidmu means to be silent, right? Like a Yidom Aaron, right? When Aaron, something bad happens to Aaron, he would be a Yidom. He didn't complain. Well, and a Behemoth also, right? A Behemoth is domain. He doesn't complain about things. Where does the person get the idea that he has a right to complain, to come to Hashem and curse Hashem? It's because he doesn't see Hashem as one who's giving him everything. He sees it as I have rights, HaKadosh Baruch has rights, and Hashem wronged me. And now he's going and saying, he's cursing Hashem. He's saying, Hashem, you're my enemy. You've wronged me. At Bechlal, what was he cursing about? So Rashi says there from the Medrash, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had just ruled that he can't have a makom in the Machana. Right? He says that he wanted to have a makom in the Machana done, right? His mother was from Dan. He said, no, your mother's from Dan. Your father's a Mitzri. You have no makom in the Machana, right? So Gufa, what upset him was that he was told, you don't have a makom in the Machana. Right, you have to be in wherever, the place outside the Machana. But no kavua makam in the Machana. There's another Medrash, gives a different reason. There's another Medrash points out that the parsha of the Mitzri, we'll just end with this, the parsha of the Mitzri comes right after the parsha of Lechem HaPanim. Right, you look in Emor, the parsha of Lechem HaPanim, and right after that you have the parsha of the Mitzri. So it says that the Mitzri was bothered by the parasha of Lechem HaPanim. He says, he came and said, very strange thing, he says, why are you giving Hashem bread that's a week old? Right? The bread of Lechem HaPanim you put on the Shulchan on Shabbos, and it lasts there till the next Shabbos. Every Shabbos you replace it. So he says, look what you're doing. He made fun of it. You're giving Hashem bread, stale bread. He says, Pelzik, well, what's he thinking? What's the meaning of Lechem HaPanim? The inner lechem upon him, we'll just say the kitzer. The Zohar says the whole inner lechem upon him is you're putting lechem in front of Hashem. You're saying Hashem gives all the lechem to the world. Right? That's what the lechem upon him is doing. The lechem's in front of Hashem, and the Zohar says that gives the bracha to all the lechem in the world. We're being makir that all the lechem comes from Hashem. Right? And Gufa, Pashur doesn't get stale, right? The Gemara says in Yom Chaval that the bread, the Lechem HaPanim, was exactly as fresh and hot as it was the week before. And what do you do with the Lechem HaPanim? You put it there every Shabbos. On Shabbos, you put the Lechem HaPanim there. Because what's Shabbos? Shabbos is this whole inyan. The Shabbos is the one day we're free of Bezeis HaPecha Tocha Lechem, right? We do all our malacha. Business is the other days of the week. Shabbos, you can't even talk about business, right? The verse that you're saying, it's not my Avodah, we're makir Shabbos, right? Like we're saying, L'chadodi, ki himukar habracha. the Yerushalmi said in Brachos Beis Zayin, it also makes the same point. It says that Shabbos is a makor of bracha for the whole week. Right, so what are you doing? You're putting the bread through Shabbos, saying it's not my work. My work on the whole 6 days, v'zeis ha'pechel tochel lechem, that's not what's doing. What's doing is the lechem in front of Hashem that you put there Shabbos is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the lechem. So what's the mitzvah bothered by? He sees it the opposite. You know, we work for the bread. We're giving it as a present to Hashem. Hashem needs our lechem. We're giving a present to Him. We should give Him fresh bread. Right? He sees it the totally the opposite way. So, Bekitzer, that's the whole theme here. That we, Adam Rishon's given this call of Zeis HaPechatoch HaLechem. But he's thrown out of Gan Eden. He can't be Osek in Dveikus with Hashem anymore. Right? It's what makes it difficult to be Osek in Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And Kayan goes along with that. Spends his whole life running after Kinyanim, running after accomplishments. What's the void of a person? The void of a person in Derech Eretz is the Mahalach of Hevel, the Mahalach of being Makir, that is a behemoth. That Lomaisa, like we mentioned, that as Hashem Yarek Kizek Kol HaAdam, all that an Adam could do is to be Yarek Hashati Mustavik by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it says in the Akdamah to Mashalach and the Mechilta, it says that, so Shimon Bar Yochai says that the Torah was only given to Ochlei Man. Right, to people who aren't worried about their parnasa. That was Ochlei Man. Mechilta says there's people who, whatever they get every day, that's what they have. They don't worry about where it's going to come from. They don't worry about all their kinyanim. Right? That's the only way to get back to Torah. Right? To get back to Gan Eden, to get back to the Tzveikus for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the tikkun for Adam Rishon, right? The tikkun for this klala, v'zeis ha'pecha tochel lechem, is to have this hakara that moser Adam and Behema ayin not to run after kinyanim and pasha to spend a person's time davuk. It was chashu to be davuk and to be davuk in Torah and Yerushalayim.